says we're connected.
Can I just bring it up? Bring it up. From his beard to his boots.
Slightly damaged news. Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Senator Claus.
It says we are.
Okay.
Slightly damaged news! Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Senator Claus, representative from the North Pole, today, in an effort to deliver an early Xmas present to the peace-loving citizens of the world, led a bloodless coup in the United States. Incidents of peace and happiness are being reported from all across the globe. His second-in-command, the Easter Bunny, is overseeing efforts in Eastern Europe, while counterintelligence officer the Tooth Fairy commented with the following.
Hey, it was easy. I mean, if it passes your lips, I know about it, you know?
Huh? It's Monday, September 25th, 7:01. Now you should be doing your laundry, but instead you're listening to us. It's instead living in sin. Once again, time for Living in Sin. I am Largo, standing in for the still vacationing Dexter Douglas, who is out using his Mennonite madness to bring chaos to the world.
Joining and churning butter.
And churning butter. And raisin barns. What? To my immediate right is...
A couch.
No. Other right.
In that case, it'd be Sanguinist.
Well, okay, technically, yes, to my immediate right.
You're sanguinous. Yes.
And slightly off to my more direct front area is...
The boy, and frightened at that.
Yes.
Yes, the boy's frightened at being described as being slightly off.
But anyway, like I said,
that's
it's Living in Sin,
dude.
Where we put the suck back in success. So, do have a reasonably full docket of stuff to talk about today. Starting with a story that we really aren't going to talk nearly as much about as we thought we were, because, well, it's more or less already been quashed.
Yes, the infamous rumor of Bin Laden dying of typhoid fever somewhere in Pakistan. It's actually been confirmed. He bought the winning Powerball ticket and then keeled over. No. Pretty much everybody's going, nah, guys, come on. This isn't likely to be happening. So
yeah, everybody's going, bullshit, bullshit.
Yes.
Are we all picking up?
I don't know. Are we all picking up?
Well, I'll give me just 1 second to do my death test, and I'll tell you all, guys. So,
because once again, we can't go a whole show without having technical difficulties of some fashion or another.
Largo's good.
Okay, am I good? Okay, I'll keep talking, and maybe you'll understand what I'm saying. The words that are coming out of my mouth, yes.
It's the delay, boy.
Okay, now the boy's in. Okay, now that we're done with the technical difficulties portion of the show.
Welcome to the last time I heard that one.
What's that?
The boy's in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot more recently than... Nah, we won't go there.
It's been a while. But, like I said, one thing I did want to touch on this story is that apparently, at least for the moment, the media has learned a lesson, a valuable lesson. Let us check our facts before we report.
And sometimes bury them.
Yeah.
Let them marinate for a while. And then broil at 375 degrees and serves four.
But yes, for the detail impaired out there, this was a report coming out of a French newspaper. I can't remember what the title of the paper was, but it supposedly came from a memo off of the desk of some guy who shouldn't have been giving it out because it was like all classified and shit. And the place that I saw it was actually the San Francisco Chronicle, who had been cautioning guys. Take this with a shaker of salt.
Yeah, meanwhile, I just saw it scrolling across the bottom of the screen on the TV on Sunday morning going, first, of course, I got the line is, Bin Laden's dead. I'm going, that's only going across the bottom of the screen? French reporter. Okay, I'm starting to understand. U.S. officials saying, we don't quite buy this. I'm paraphrasing that part.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the last part of just the whole idea of going, in the back of my mind when I brought this up to talk about today, is the whole... French reporter says, Bin Laden's dead. A couple weeks ago, President Bush said, Bin Laden is not important.
Coincidence?
Probably. Who knows? But I thought I'd bring it up just in case it developed into a little bit more of a story, but apparently it hasn't. And now our computer will make all sorts of interesting noises.
Yes. And apparently we have a listener. Hi, Cap'n.
Cap'n!
Assuming it's not me.
Okay, interesting. Apparently our show is called DJ Lodger After Hours.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up after the show. Somehow we changed our name.
Well, remember, it never actually displayed a name for us before. It just had a blank spot there.
It's because we were firing off a song through Winamp.
Oh.
That was the last thing we played.
Yeah. So, wow, within the opening couple of minutes, we were called Open M.
Maybe.
Cool.
Maybe. I didn't catch that part.
You going to find out?
Not particularly.
No, we'll pass on that.
Okay, anyway, so to replace the now dead story, Sanguinus is going to throw something at us.
This is just a little bit I caught this morning, apparently, of all the news networks being surprised that former President Clinton decided to get all sorts of bent out of shape on Fox News on Sunday.
And I wish I'd have seen this.
I only caught little clips of it here, a little clip of it this morning, but apparently I'm just waiting to see exactly how that's going to go, because he basically accused Fox News of being a conservative front and having an agenda along those lines, and also made the statement of he was the president who tried to kill Bin Laden versus the current president.
Yeah.
So, interestingly loaded statements, and considering the fact, well, I just find it odd that he would even try railing against it in that particular network. But I'm expecting a Fox special when Democrats attack. An homage to the late 80s, early 90s Fox with something attacks. Like
yeah.
When suntan lotion oil attacks.
When Shih Tzus attack.
When Shih Tzus attacks. When Shiitakes attack. It's very slow.
A lot of build up on that one.
Yeah. But man, when that motherfucker hits you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you're 90.
Anyway, though, I did not see Clinton going nuts on Fox. I did, however, see him on Keith Olbermann on Friday night.
Ah, and how was that?
That was interesting. I mean, you could tell, or at least maybe this is just me reading a little too much into the situation, but you can tell that Clinton is a—I don't know if you want to call him a fan, but he at least knows Keith's style and approves of being there.
I see.
It was a very amicable, chatty, friendly type of interview, and I just enjoyed the hell out of it. But then again, I enjoyed Clinton as a speaker immensely. The man has a charisma that you cannot deny.
Oh, I can definitely tell that the man is well-versed in his ability to speak. Of course, I just tend to distrust anybody who says, I want to be in charge, so that's my problem. No, but I will admit, at least the man's eloquent and articulate and knows how to use cliché.
Yes, clichés, they're not just for lazy people anymore.
Yes. I've got a saying back home, if you can't speak, shut up.
Mr. Bush, if you're listening, stop. Just stop.
We'd all like to hear fewer political speeches.
Animal-human hybrid!
Unfortunately, that episode never actually aired.
No, it
didn't. Are shitting me.
No, that was one of the ones that got lost. Our big deconstruction of the State of the Union address from several months back was one of the shows that got eaten.
Which I still would love to figure out exactly how that occurs.
I don't know. But that one wasn't on a laptop. That was on Julia. I know Julia's hard drive took a shit one time, too, so.
Wait, hold on. Let me see how many answers I have before I say it.
Are you afraid to say something that Dexter might be listening to?
No.
He can't be listening to it because of the fact that he's turning butter and he's become Amish.
Needed more room for porn.
As everyone knows, that's what the internet's for.
Yes, internet is for porn.
Yes, that's as close as to getting to a musical as I'm willing to get. Thank you, good night.
And other recipes.
Yes.
Okay, so that was our first story that was not as
expansive as we were hoping it was going to be, so that's why we filled it out with some Clinton.
Yes.
And we
also do, at the bottom of our docket, have some If Time Allows stories.
So. Yes, If Time
Allows. Lord knows when you need to have more time. A little bit, I'll clear that up.
Anyway. Of course, we can always go into our rendition of filler if we really run out of things to talk
about. I'd really prefer not to if we can avoid that.
That's right there with Bootylicious.
Well, one thing I can state, I do like the view from the Sanguinist Studios a little bit better than the view from the Douglas Studios.
Well, I can understand part of that.
Look, you see, that ass is female.
Oh, yes. And visible.
No, the other ass you would normally see is not female and quite visible.
No, you were the one who ended up sitting behind Dex fairly often. I was off to the side.
I know. I tried to forget. No.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Okay, I apologize, listeners, for digressing into in joke land, but we're good at that.
Yeah. Turn them ham hocks round and round.
Now to kick into the story that our intro act tried to combine all of our various elements for today's show, which is a rarity for us, actual planning, go figure. So obviously the journalistic responsibility was the first part. Kicking now into one of my favorite yearly rants. And the fun thing about this rant is I get to do it a little bit earlier every year.
It's like a big old present, isn't it?
Yeah, just a big old box full of hate. Because Lord knows, I don't have enough hate in my heart. I need to be given some. But I was at my local capitalist death machine looking at Halloween stuff because I'm still seeking out a V for Vendetta costume, which apparently I'm going to have to get online because none of the Halloween stores around here carry it. None of the Walmarts have it. I'm just going to go online. But in the aisle over from all of our spiffy Halloween decorations, they've already got Christmas. Big inflatable snow globe, wreaths, whole bunch of shit. Guys, it's fucking September! September!
We haven't even entered into fall yet.
Yes! God! Sorry, I'm going all inarticulate caveman on us here. But, I mean, honestly, this is something that pisses me off to no extent. Because I just, it was bad enough when they used to do it before Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but...
I mean, it completely washed that whole Kill-A-Mill deer holiday out completely. I mean, it's just a... really had a problem with that being, just swept under the carpet.
I thought then I kicked over to before Halloween. I got a little edgy.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even in October yet!
Yes. And by the way, doing that whole checking our facts thing, I'm sorry, it just became fall.
Yes, yes.
Saturday.
But this stuff was up before Saturday.
Yes, yes.
So it was not even fall when this stuff got put on display.
Yeah, just wanted to cover that before we got our one angry letter.
Mm. Now,
wait. Got our one angry letter? We should keep it up. We have to get the letter.
Now, to appease the Bill O'Reillys of the world, this is not me declaring war on Christmas. This is just me asking for some common fucking sense.
Just asking Christmas to perform a tactical retreat nearer to its own date.
Yes. I mean, obviously...
Put yourselves too thin. Don't engage in too many wars. Wait, oops.
waging war on too many other holiday fronts.
Yes. I mean, I'm reminded of a comic book from the days of my youth, the Lobo Paramilitary Christmas Special, where the Easter Bunny hires Lobo to go kill Santa Claus because Santa Claus is too damn popular.
I see.
And, you know, this keeps up. It just seems to make you... It started as a parody. It's starting to look like, you know, something...
It's starting to look a lot like probability
everywhere we go.
Okay, apparently that's the closest you come to doing a musical.
The boy is not allowed to have fluids in the studio anymore.
Ever again. There's a towel over there. Go get it. To explain, last week, before the show, the boy bringing in a can of Coke, one can, just one can.
One can.
Was walking across the floor, dropped it.
The towel.
There.
Anyhow, sorry for having to give it to... No. Okay, now that you've had to listen to us regress into our native language of grunt.
He dropped...
All right.
I again apologize, listeners. This is horrendous.
This is living in sin.
Yes. Yes, your spill pattern is flipping us off. And if you look down here, it almost looks like a hooker's leg in big boots.
Or if you look at, or you look at it from my angle, it's the image of the Virgin Mary. Okay, anyhow.
Okay, anyway, he dropped a can. Sanguinus' floor is actually concrete.
Cement.
With a very, very, very thin padded carpet. The can exploded. Literally exploded. There was soda everywhere. Yeah. The spray pattern was, what, a good 3 yards?
Oh, no. More like a yard and a half. It's 3 yards, 9 feet.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Hyperbole. But, yes. But yes, so we had put him on probation. And
we theorized about putting him on probation.
And obviously we did not do our jobs effectively because he just did it again. This time not making it explode, obviously, because our damage is far more contained, but he did spill it. This is why my mom did not allow him as a child to have drinks in the living room. Now, you let that sit for 3 minutes so that it can soak up, and then we clean it.
Okay, now that you've also gotten the instructions and a rough guess as to what we're doing now.
Well, yeah, we have this very cool Woolite Oxy Deep Pet Stain Cleaner that comes in this very, very cool Mr. Freeze gun-looking container.
And if Woolite would, kindly sponsor us, we'd be perfectly willing to hawk their items anytime.
And, boy, it helps you talk into the mic that's plugged in.
Shut up. Shut up. I forgot what I was going to say.
Anyway.
Funny. Guaranteed.
We'll just take your word on that.
Yeah, get a strong bet. Anyhow, we were talking about asking Christmas to please take a tactical retreat near to its own date.
Now, I mean, am I the only one that actually gets a little bent out of shape about this?
No. I can safely say that I would appreciate that Christmas stay nearer Christmas. I don't have near as many problems as other people have had with Christmas, and have with Christmas.
And Sparky, I'm assuming, is who we're thinking of offhand on this one.
Yeah, offhand. So, what was that? Okay, apparently the boy won't share with the audience. But, at the same token, I'd like to keep a certain space around between my holidays.
Yes. As opposed to steamrolling over them.
Entirely.
And, of course, the boy, do you have anything to say on this topic at all?
I don't go shopping all that much, and where I do go shopping, they don't sell Christmas items. They sell items of the same type all year round.
It's the bondage shops, huh?
I mean, you might get the candy cane, you know.
The Pleasure Master 5000 candy cane.
Yeah.
With diesel attachment.
Yes, just make sure.
Do that again, people will be really happy, I imagine.
It just makes sure you have the venting in your bedroom. That one on. There you go.
Yeah, those diesel fumes are not an aphrodisiac.
What do we got?
Depends on the woman.
Okay, we just had something.
Okay, Lestat Republican reports Bin Laden's death. Report taken from a leaked French Secret Service report dated September 21st. This is from our Ashen Warrior office.
our silent contributor to the show, since he says he will never get on a mic.
We're going to try to get blame him. It hurts. Come on, say something. He tells us we're number one.
We're number one. We're
number one. Oh,
we're number two. Damn it.
No, we're number 11.
Our show goes up to
11.
So now we actually have our source, which is cool. Or if we're done ranting about Christmas, we can actually go
start ranting about Swedish Day.
Yes, because this is another holiday that is going to be rolled over by this juggernaut that has become the Christmas shopping season.
It's the juggernaut, bitch!
Thank you, I knew that was coming.
Oh, God.
Out in the boy.
Like some mutant snowman.
Get out of my grill!
Can I digress for just one second?
Certainly.
Because any time I talk about the juggernaut, not even necessarily it's because of the character, it's just the word, I come into a memory of, you know, there are times where comic books do not deserve the bad rap they get so far as their writing goes.
Yes.
And then there are times that they deserve it completely.
Okay.
There's one issue, and I don't have the issue number handy, but there was a series called Thunderstrike. And in one panel, there was a bad guy just bowling through a squadron of military guys. And the art very clearly demonstrated the fact that this guy was just knocking them around like 10 pins. One of the soldiers had a big explosive word balloon coming out of his mouth, I shit you not, saying, "He's tearing through us like some sort of unstoppable juggernaut!"
Right.
I don't know why I read Thunderstrike.
I don't know either.
Well, the last line, man.
Oh, yeah, and Thunderstrike did get one of the worst final lines in existence. He was holding his enchanted mace in one hand and this cursed axe in another, and as they're feeding off of each other and about to explode, his last words, "Oh, boy."
Right. See, that's a good opening line. Case in point. Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But anyway, I do know why I read Thunderstrike. He was actually a pretty cool character insofar as he was very much an everyman.
I see.
And so that was
everyman with a cursed axe and a magic mace.
Yes. You are supposed to blot.
Okay, we are now giving more cleaning instructions since we never did finish that whole maintaining your apartment segment.
You know, I'd completely forgotten about that.
I just remembered it.
Okay, well, now that we're done with our side digression on unstoppable juggernauts.
Yeah, our side
Sand the boy cleaning up after his own bad self.
Yeah.
Sweetest Day. I believe it falls on October 21st this
year. Yes, it does.
Would you care to give us the rundown on what Sweetest Day is, or Sweetest Day?
Buy cards, give them to your significant other, maintain the card industry.
Yeah, essentially that's it. Now, I don't actually know of anybody in these parts that celebrates this. This is mostly a Midwest holiday.
From what we did of our minimal research.
But apparently it's out there. This is another one of those Hallmark holidays. A holiday that exists for no other reason than to perpetuate the continued existence of the greeting card and candy industry.
And the candy industry is getting perpetuated just fine by our own fat asses, so really, we don't need more holidays.
Yeah, really. I buy enough to support a small third world country every weekend for D&D.
And let's also take this into account, 21st of October. If you're the candy industry, what's in 10 days?
Halloween! The second biggest candy holiday in the world.
Yes.
Which I don't know exactly at what point it got outstripped by Easter, but it has. Easter actually sells more candy now than Halloween.
That's interesting.
Isn't it, though?
I always thought it did. just because of more people celebrating Easter than people necessarily celebrating Halloween.
I guess. I don't know. But like I said, when I actually heard that stat last year, that really struck me as odd.
Well, it may also have required, you know, all those candy crucifixes or something. That's might be what was necessary.
Cream-filled! No cream-filled candy crucifixes,
no.
For God's sake. That's what they're made for.
Or anyone else's, please. That's enough of that.
Oh, Jesus, like the turn around his coffee.
We're getting to the church later. We're getting to the church
yes,
later.
I'll wait for the church. Life. Don't talk to me about life.
How about time?
Time's okay, because we're actually pulling the next story in part from an issue of Time.
Entirely.
But we're not there just yet.
No, we'll be getting there.
Yeah. Did we actually have anything left other than another vitriol-fueled rant toward creative holidays?
Run. Well, I felt no particular attachment to Sweetest Day. I was just looking at a calendar recently going, Sweetest? Was that the celebration of the candy industry? Yes, actually,
yes,
it is. Oh, okay.
What
the? discovery of saccharin? What was that?
But for me, personally, and again, this one does not get my full measure of vitriol because it is not the one that actually kicks me in the nuts every year. Most of my spite is reserved for Valentine's Day.
Yes, the day. Yes,
no,
that's right.
It is not.
VD.
It is VD, but it is not. Well, okay, maybe it could be, depending on who your sweetheart is.
It won't be so sweet for long.
Syphilis.
I don't sing, so that's where I stop.
Yeah, well, that's
aren't
about
you lucky?
That. Anyhow,
one of these days we'll have to actually dig up that old John Velby album and, you know, subject people to it.
Anywho, so, vitriol, Valentine's Day. Since we're just hitting all the holidays, we might as well just...
I'm saving it for February. When the show that rolls around next to Valentine's Day goes,
yeah.
I'll go off on it.
See, this is my one statement I'll wait until we get nearer to Valentine's Day, is nothing like a holiday based on someone being martyred, and then everyone getting hearts. I'm sorry. That's kind of like, you know, having an Aztec holiday on the Christian calendar and everybody getting handed hearts. On second thought,
I'm all for it, actually.
Yeah.
Chocolate hearts?
A little bit of diversity. No.
Actual
hearts.
Candied. Even better. They can be candied.
Oh, they can be candied actual hearts?
Yeah, you know, you just put a little sugar coating on them, you know, candied hearts. As opposed to candied. Not to be confused with the best of all possible worlds. Anyhow. okay, now I'm going to get real obscure later in the show. I'm already throwing out Voltaire comments. All right. So, what was next on our lovely agenda? Since we're really burning through this. We're only at the half-hour mark, gents.
Yeah, wow. How about that? Well, like I said, fortunately, we have some buffer in the
got
end.
Some filler.
No, we do not have that type of filler. But... our next story shall be announced by a little bit of music.
Everybody's got a price.
Unfortunately, there's no way to actually
tone it.
Fade that one, because that one was actually taken from a Flash animation. But the cover of not this week's, but last week's issue of Time. Does God want you to be rich?
If that was the case, then why is my name Sanguinist?
I don't know.
God doesn't like you.
See?
You're not the chosen one.
But we're going to go, I'm assuming, a little far afield of the actual article itself, because it focused on one or two of these prophet-based religions.
That's with an F, not a PH.
What's that? Oh, God, made a pun and didn't even know it.
Yes.
Prophet-based religion. Ba-dum-bum. But it focuses on a couple of them, and it actually rebuts them in a bit or two. But we're going to go a little more general than that, I'm assuming.
That was the rough idea. Where exactly are you intending on going?
Well, we can just start and get where we go, because that's, once again, we're all about minimal amounts of planning for this show.
Yes, minimal amounts of planning and occasional fact-checking.
Don't let the facts get in front of your stories.
The president would approve. because we are not a fact-based culture. We are a faith-based culture.
And Ashen Warrior just walked off with the time, probably to go check facts.
Check our facts.
For us. God. All right, that's it. He's getting crew credit from here on out.
But anyway, the basic thought is from these religions that God really does want you to be comfortable, as opposed to the standard Christian/Catholic belief that we're here to suffer, bitch. This is your test. Pass your test, you get into heaven. Fail your test, you're going to hell, dude.
When you cheat on it. I'm studying over their shoulder.
And getting a marginal score, you get sent to purgatory to talk to the principal.
I don't know. We've officially obliterated purgatory, I think, haven't
have
we?
Have all of them obliterated purgatory? Can you honestly say all Catholics have gotten in line on obliterating purgatory?
Nah, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, there's some who are really, really anti-Semitic.
Drinking Kool-Aid.
That's also the Kool-Aid pattern. I thought Jim Jones was Protestant.
Okay, we are now from our Ashen Warrior office getting a poll here. The people polled were Christians, and the question was, does God want people to be financially prosperous? 61% of polled Christians believe that yes. Yes, indeed, God wants you to be financially prosperous. Only 26% disagreeing.
Yes.
And there are certain people in certain religious sects who are, not religious sects, religious,
that's
a sex.
Different show.
Yes, religious sects,
hey, come
is a
on
different
us.
Show.
Right.
Thank you for totally derailing me. Good job.
Good job.
All right. And, and now the show is a complete train wreck. Anyhow, certain religious sects.
Certain religious sects find the fact that their show's a train wreck is a weekly occurrence. And other religious sects find this to be a very disturbing thought process.
Most of the mainstream established ones amongst Christianity, at least
yes.
From what I'm aware of.
But the thought, again, is that that they are worried that people are going to be focusing more on the money than on what they're supposed to be doing with the money.
Yes.
Because I don't think any established church is going to really smack anybody down for having a lot of money, provided that they do what they're supposed to do with it, which is be charitable.
Well, that depends on how extreme a version of Protestantism you want to be talking about.
Okay,
certain ones really do the whole, no, you really shouldn't.
Okay, enlighten us, because I know dick about Protestantism.
Okay, well, the one that jumps immediately to my mind is the whole the extreme frugality suggested by Quakerism.
Okay.
You're supposed to, you know, use things until they are absolutely positively worn out. So, that's one example. There's the other example of, at least in the version I grew up in, of, okay, there's money. Money can do some good, but in general, avoid it. And the oft-quoted line of, a camel has easier time getting through the eye of a needle.
Than a rich man has getting into
heaven. Yeah, and ignoring the whole rest of it going, okay, and God in the Testaments and all that said, it's love of money is a problem, not
yes.
money itself.
Yeah, the oft-misquoted line of money is the root of all evil. No, the phrase actually is love of money is the root of many evils.
Yes, yes. But
and we have another poll handed to us from the Ashen Warrior office where this is a percentage of people who agree with a statement. And the statement here is giving away 10% of your income is the minimum God expects. The actual overall percentage of Christians who agreed with this is 39%. They broke it down a little bit to us. Protestants at 47%, Catholics at 18%.
Yes, yes, because remember, Protestantism is all about doing it until it hurts.
The total disagreement is 57%.
Right, right. Yeah. Meanwhile, what I was brought up in was a Calvinist sect, which is basically one of those lovely things of, okay, you've got your Lutherans who are like your Catholics, but not quite.
Catholic.
You've got your Anglicans who are like your Catholics, but not quite. And then you have your Calvinists, who are not quite like anything else. Still reading the same book, but decided that it wasn't quite nearly dour enough. all the dead people, little too cheery. So that's the branch. Those are the branches I'm familiar with, which is really where I get most of my attitudes towards the idea of. Money, yeah, if you have some, that's fine, don't show off, don't make people miserable about it, and try to give it away, make other people better off, but not too much better off, because then they'll have money.
Right.
We're all supposed to be equally miserable here, thank you.
Now, if I'm permitted, I'll throw my experience with religion and money. This came from back in the days when I was just a wee lad. My dad had been laid off for probably about a year and a half by that point, and he was just taking little odd jobs on the side to, you know, actually get some money in the house so we could, you know, do little things like eat. We got a letter from our church telling us that we were going to be kicked out if we didn't start giving more money.
Okay.
So, needless to say, that was about the time we stopped going to church.
Well, of course, you've been kicked out. I mean, don't go anywhere, you're not welcome.
Yeah, exactly. But to clarify for those curious, raised in a Roman Catholic environment, so
yeah.
That's where that one comes from.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of it that I don't understand. But anyhow, the angle on these new God wants you to be rich churches is they're all a divergent sect of Protestantism, which, you know, my Calvinist upbringing looks at and goes, you're way too cheery.
Well, that's one thing that the overwhelming tone of that article, at least coming from their perspective, is God wants you to be happy. Happy and healthy and full of money.
Yes.
As opposed to full of jello pudding pops.
Jello pudding pops.
And now we're going to open the alien in.
Who wants some jello pudding pops? What the fuck?
Sorry, kids. Once again, we're degenerating into in joke land.
See, I'm like the anti-Doctor Who. I degenerate everything.
Okay, got to keep ourselves under control here. So
there's no control. There is only Zool.
We don't need to be just 35 minutes of laugh track.
Yeah, that would be bad, okay?
I know some shows like that.
Yeah, we all know.
Yes, there's one that's nationally syndicated that annoys the piss out of us every morning.
Yeah.
I really wish radio stations get smart enough to quit carrying that shit.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as Pat Robertson's off the air, we'll be all so much better off.
No, I'm not going to disagree.
Yeah. I mean, you know, besides me getting my contract, I mean,
So sorry for totally derailing you there, Sanguinus.
That's fine. Where was I again?
can we play back the tape?
Where were we? And why am I in a sandbasket? I don't understand.
You were talking about your Calvinist upbringing, finding these people to be way too cheery.
Oh, well, yeah, that's pretty much the whole angle. Oh, well, as an example from whenever we used to go to Sunday school, a repeated line by one of my Sunday school instructors was, you know, if somebody had a religion based on money and sex, everyone would join. Well, these guys got it half right.
Yeah. Now, dude, if they could get the sex part down, I'd be there.
Well, that's what we call a cult. Like the Branch Davidians and all that. But usually you have to be in charge.
Well, as long as I don't drink the Kool-Aid, I ought to be all right, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Or get shot in the back of the head.
Or set your compound on fire.
Right, okay.
Or have the U.S. government come in.
That's happened a couple of times.
Yeah. Okay,
that's a good idea, is it?
Can you wait till I go get a pen to write this down?
Okay, I misheard. So I heard we'd like to get a panda to write.
Barar.
And the panda.
Right. Yes, the Living in Sin's newest member, our panda secretary, Boo Boo.
No, the name's not cute enough. Try again.
Ling Ling.
No, that's too common.
Well, give me something, damn it.
That's it.
There you go.
Our new bet is here. Give me something, damn it. Now we just have to translate that into Chinese, and it'll actually sound like something interesting.
Okay, bring up the translator.
No.
No, I can't read those characters.
I'm sure it'll sound it out phonetically.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever tried to sound out, you know, a stick man walking under a sun with, you know, spiky bits coming up and poking him in places that aren't funny?
No, nope, it sounds like a damned interesting video.
Beware of urchins? Is that what that one is?
Could be.
Power right. of derailing.
Yes, power of derailing compels
you. You're falling over the edge of the balcony?
Nicely played, sir.
You bow down to you, you are the master.
Okay. So anyhow, getting back to your churches that want you to have lots of money. Part of the problem that I see with this is because they seem to be a branch of that whole classic empowerment angle. And I have no problem with the idea of people feeling empowered. That's good. Now, people feeling empowered because someone else empowered them is the same as them not being empowered.
Right, because empowerment has to come from within.
Exactly. And when one feels dependent on a source of empowerment, one can be easily manipulated.
Yeah,
to
man.
Give... Oh, yeah. No, well, I guess there aren't that many examples of it. Vassalage in the feudal system. the Pope having to tell you you actually could be the king. Anyhow, things along those lines. So, pardon. So that is my biggest concern. Now, if these people are actually feeling healthier, wealthier, and wise because of all of this, and there isn't any form of control over the congregation, then I don't have a problem because, well, spiritually speaking, I'm kind of a relativist. Ethically speaking is an entirely different story.
Yes.
So that's pretty much my take on the mega churches insisting or advertising that they can make their parishioners wealthy, wealthy people.
Yeah,
the other part of the problem is some of them are going, yes, God wants Christians to be wealthy. Well, if one of the stats reported in this article is accurate, that there are 2.3 billion Christians, that'll work. Because there's enough people to be poor.
Yep.
Problem is if this actually works, and that's actually what's supposed to be going on, I think there might be a slight increase in the conversion rate. In that case, you're going to start having some poor Christians. Anyhow, that's my take.
I actually just wanted to just quote one of the things where I don't think it was an explicit statement, but the idea was that whatever you give to God, he will return to you tenfold.
Oh, yeah. We haven't heard that one before in any previous religions.
No, not at all. No.
For those of you who haven't, do a little bit of research.
See, I was just thinking, you know, you give your 10% to your church, and, well, he already gave you your 10-fold back.
Eh?
Well, actually, that would be more like, you know, 10 times back, but, you know, whatever.
Okay. Walk us through the logic.
You pay your church 10% of your wages for a year. God has already given you your 10 times that back.
Because you're only paying 10% of your...
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, the math work. Yeah. Oh.
Hey. All right. Yeah.
That's how you get around that.
Nice. Oh, see, God gave you your gift early. You're just giving him his 10%.
You give him
God wants his cut.
You started cutting down the stuff, didn't you?
You've been skimming off the top again. That's it. I'm taking 3 years off. Off what? Your child's life. What?
Okay, I'll stay off yours.
Oh, okay, fine.
Shit, hit the kid!
I get three back. You take six of his.
Well, the other option is we're just going to put you up for the night.
That sounds like it could be painful.
Yep.
Can I ask for, like, the... 16 pennies into the 10, you know, the 10 penny spikes.
Do you want the 10 pennies on or off?
Too bad.
Okay. The guy who comes to nail you to the cross just happens to be this really big Roman guy with 10 pennies attached over his naughty bits.
Okay, you managed to actually weird me out.
How weird! I wasn't aware it was a contest.
It's always a contest. You've known me since I was little. It's a contest.
Yes, it is.
You've known him his entire life.
Yes, I have. Because once again, for those who don't know, he's my brother.
Yes.
Which, again, if we've only still got two listeners, I think both of them know that by now.
One would hope. One would hope. So, Largo, what are your thoughts on the Church of Money?
I have a whole host of issues, no pun intended, with organized religion as a whole.
Yeah.
Again, given my experiences in childhood, go figure. But, you know, the worst thing is I actually did not stop there because I was, even though not going to church, still forced to go to Sunday school. Please, somebody explain to me that one because I got nothing on that. But the Sunday school thing was doing its brainwashing, and by the time I hit high school, I was seriously considering becoming a priest.
Yes, that angle. I remember that now that you mention it.
And then I hit college, and, well, that changed.
Sharp lip on that.
Thank you, college. Thank you so much for opening my mind.
And your wallet.
Dexter almost following the similar path.
Yeah.
Okay, I will state right now, I had never had any intentions of ever approaching anything approaching a seminary. Insemination, maybe, but not seminary.
A cemetery?
Cemetery. Hey, dead people don't argue.
dead girls don't say no.
But I do. What the hell's wrong with you?
Did you hear about that shit?
Which particular flavor recently?
The three guys that, well, apparently the one guy saw in the news this one girl died and thought she was hot, so he had his two buddies come up with him to the cemetery to dig her up.
No.
So
he could have his way with her, and the fucking cops showed up and busted all three of their asses.
They finally opened that order, police? The fucking cops.
They normally do that with a plunger, but you have to be foreign.
I see. Do you recall approximately where this wonderful event occurred?
It wasn't close enough to here for us to worry.
Okay. So nobody we know.
Yeah,
good.
Several states away.
Okay. That's good to know.
That's, yeah. Because it's bad enough we know certain perverts. We don't need to know other types of perverts.
No, we really don't need to know.
Creepy!
Yeah, I was just worried that, you know, the next thing I was going to ask was, has anybody heard from Phobos?
No, his kink is in a completely different direction.
Right. Ouch. Okay.
So, yeah, like I said, I have a whole raft of problems with organized religion in general. So the... What were you giggling about?
I've got a raft of problems. We're going to send it to sea and see which one survives.
We're going to send them all to sea and burn them alive.
Oh, if only. So,
need some room orbit.
The only way to be sure.
Okay,
but,
I'll stop.
Like I said, it's just the whole mind-controlling aspect of... Again, I cannot speak for all religions because I haven't been a member of all religions. I can only speak
God.
For the one I've been a part of. And this just seems to me to be another layer of control. It just seems to be another advertisement. It's like, you come with us and you'll be set for life. Come on. You know you want to.
Don't you want the
Well, okay. that is part of the idea behind religion, though, is the, you know, giving you some set of rules which will hopefully improve your life or your mentality or your spirituality or something.
Yeah, but the rules can come without the bullshit.
This is true.
And that's what we have laws for, you know? They kind of cover the same ground.
Thou shalt not steal shit of other people around you.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not fuck thy neighbor's wife. I mean...
yeah, that's true.
He's not Willie's home.
Oh.
So like I said, this is stuff that does not have to come with, by the way, you're signing over your brain to us. Echoing the administration, you're not allowed to think, you're not allowed to question.
You just give us your money and do what we tell you.
I guess it is a faith-based culture if that's what we're doing with the current government.
Yeah, spooky.
Well, actually what the current government wants us to do.
Spooky.
Spooky.
So, I mean, that's my base-level platform when it comes to this.
Fair enough.
Boy, you got anything?
I don't buy into any religion.
Okay.
I'm that whole, you know, human electrode thing.
Human electrode?
Yes.
Remember that study with the rats?
The study with the rats.
They took a control group and a test group. And after about six generations of these rats, you know, when they were born, they were able to run this maze. First try, no problem. The weird kicker was all the rats in the control group also could run this maze first time with no problem of that generation.
So, high of mind.
Right. And a group of French scientists went, well, shit, this is kind of weird. You know, about a year later, like, maybe we should try it. So I set up the same exact fucking maze. The only problem was every fucking rat they brought in could run the fucking maze the first time.
Huh. Interesting.
That's the whole mental link thing, that when you die, you go back and you kind of just go bleh.
Oh, okay, you meant electron, not electrode.
It might get the same stimuli.
Well, the human electrode is slightly different, because when you run into the human anode, anode, cathode, oh no! All of a sudden, lightning strikes start happening all over the place, and you get powder. Anyhow, boy, am I referencing movies.
You put two of them together in a room, you get powder.
Ooh.
I'm not so good when I get, you know, towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't that good at the beginning.
Oh.
You're the first person to say that.
Oh.
You'll be the last.
Anyway.
Have we...
I think we've beaten the church and money to death.
Okay. Well.
At least for this week.
Do we have a week? Hey, stupid.
I've been under the rock. That is where I work.
Yeah, we've been for the last couple of weeks, you know, trying to institute a new segment in the show, and that's been basically foiled by the fact that we haven't had a show in a couple of weeks, and then we had about three quarters of a show last week. So, unfortunately, we would love to do the first official Week in Stupid,
but
we were the Week in Stupid.
We are the Week in Stupid. We didn't actually plan anything. Our former Week in Stupid has been, what, we had the Tom Cruise Surrey Baby.
Yes, why are we amazed that Hollywood celebrities can reproduce like regular people? At least last we checked, as opposed to budding.
I think we were just surprised that it wasn't Ron Hubbard's baby. Comes out wearing the friggin' hat and the jacket.
The genetic testing is still out on that one.
Very true. But yeah, that was our Week in Stupid from a couple of weeks ago. We did not have a Week in Stupid this week. So shall we leap on to Media Consumed?
Sounds like a plan, except for a minor request out to all of our two listeners, as long as one of them isn't me. If you want us to cover something in Week in Stupid, please email us at lis@synthetica.org.
If we stop the smack Dexter in the face to get the... ability to
check
read
it.
Our email.
Yeah. Thus, that makes it our Week in Stupid. Last week, we asked you to send emails to it. You may have, but we don't know.
We don't know.
By
all means, again, lis@synthetica.org. Send us an email, and in that email, yell, scream, tell Dexter to forward it to us, because he's the only one who can check our email.
I doubt he checks it right now. He's on vacation.
That's true. Well, no, this is still business-related.
Oh?
So they're allowed to use computers for business purposes.
That's right. He's new order, not old order.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
No comment about sending, you know, letters and panties.
Depending on who you are.
Because for Largo, it's been a while.
You leave the other ones for Dex on the doorstep.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Come on, it'd be fun.
It would
fun
be. Yes. Just anyway. Give us some warning so we can set up the camera.
And the brick walls to hide behind.
Brick walls? You think light, my man. I'm talking bulletproof glass.
Reinforced concrete bunker.
I was thinking Nebraska. I was going to hide behind Nebraska. Either way, I win. I turn Nebraska on its side.
Yeah, yeah.
And that'll disrupt it. Or, well, Nebraska gets destroyed.
I'm not seeing a downside.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so any other media consumed out there?
In a couple of weeks, I'll have the next Mortal Kombat to consume.
And I had a book, but I'm looking at my watch and realizing we've got a 4-minute closing song, and we're almost out of time as far as that goes.
So then we better do that.
You want to trip our closing theme?
Okay.
Once again, tying into our grand unification theory, we have "The Night Santa Went Crazy" by Weird Al Yankovic.
I was thinking Grand Moff what now?
Grand Moff what?
Your grand something or another. I'm going Grand Moff Tarkin, so, you know, whatever.
Grand unification theory.
Anyway,
closing thoughts, the boy.
Me? Thoughts? Are you kidding?
Right here, then. Closing thoughts, Sanguinist?
I'm out of thought.
Closing thoughts, me. Good night and good luck. Hit it.
Andy Dinner.
No, I did. Yeah. The volume was down.
Okay, lovely.
All the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big fat drunk, disgruntled, yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die.
The night
Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now, he decided to vomit. Everywhere you'll find me of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elf hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he flashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue blitzer. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now patience is therapy, and Don is still nervous. And the elbow got job working for the postal service. And the famous is blind, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights. And talk about the night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nicholas slipped. Broken back for some melting cuts. Sounds to me like he was kinda getting chipped. Oh, the night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he's been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Oh, something finally must have snapped in his brain. Tell ya, something finally must have snapped.
I'm your boyfriend now, Dexter.